have received four questions.
但是我们有五十五分钟。
But we have 55 minutes.
好，所以这个四个问题结束啊。如果诸位有问题，关于教育、关于宣道啊，甚至我们生活的一些问题，也可以在这边提出来讨论。
But after we have finished answering these four questions, if anyone have more questions about evangelism, holy work, or our daily life, please feel free to ask.
第一个问题就是有关于祷告。
The first question is about prayer.
这个什么字？
变成。
变成哈，我们在祷告说方言哈，到最后变成说别国的话。
If during our prayer in tongue, the tongue becomes another language.
比如像一个人得到圣灵，讲方言。
For example, when a person receives the Holy Spirit and prays in tongue.
是会讲德文、法文、西班牙语这样的才对。
Should they be speaking in different languages like French, German?
好，我们现在回来圣经看哈。
Well, let's look at the Bible.
第一次圣灵降临就是我们整个有关于圣灵的一个降临说方言的一个榜样。
When the Holy Spirit first descended, that is the example of how the Holy Spirit is received.
使徒行传二章。
That is recorded in Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2.
从第一节开始哈。
From verse 1.
所以说五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，当然是在祷告了哈。第二节。
Verse 2.
忽然从天上有响声，好像一阵大风吹过。充满他们所坐的屋子。第三节。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分灾落在他们个人头上。第四节。他们就被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的果才说起别国的话来。第四节，请你用英文。
Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
第一次圣灵降临，好像大风吹过。
When the Holy Spirit first descended, it was like a mighty wind.
风看不见。
And the wind you cannot see.
但是你看到树枝在动，就知道有风。
But you can see the branches of the trees moving, you know there is wind.
这个圣灵是神的气息。
The Holy Spirit is the breath of God.
那这个神的气吹在我们身上有能力。
When the breath of God blows upon us, we have power.
所以这个能力是推动我们的舌头很自然的，不是学的，也不是是不是学的，很自然舌头会剪动讲一种听不懂的话。
When the power of God comes upon us, we will naturally begin to speak in other tongues. It is not something that we can learn.
所以第四节说被圣灵充满说起别国的话。
So verse 4 it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues.
如果英文as a tongue, tongue 就是舌头的声音嘛，所以其他有很多不同舌头卷动的声音。
Other tongues meaning other movements of the tongue.
因此我们在得圣灵的时候很奇妙，那非洲人得圣灵跟我们得圣灵一样。
And when we see the people in Africa receive the Holy Spirit, they speak the same as we do.
就是舌头卷动的声音。
Which is the moving, the sound of the moving of the tongue.
这是奇异的舌音。
This is a miraculous tongue.
那第三节哈。
Verse 3.
说舌头如火焰落在他们身上。
Then there appeared to them divided tongues. Upon each of them.
所以这个好像火降下来，所以得圣灵之后，我们心里会火热。
And it was like fire. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, our hearts will be set on fire.
信心会火热，整个教会会火热。
Our faiths will be on fire. The whole church will be on fire.
那因为是听得见看得见，所以在第二章，好，我们看第二章。
And in chapter 2, it's something they could see and hear.
33节，请读。
And let's look at verse 33. Yeah. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
这里说，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Here it says that they received, or it was given to them what you can see and hear.
看见就是会震动。
What you can see means you can see them shaking and moving.
听见就是他们在讲很奇异的舌音。
And hearing means you can hear them speaking in tongue.
但是这个方言在哥林多前书十四章讲是对人说不是对神说不是对人说。
But this tongue is explained in 1 Corinthians 14, is spoken for God, not for men.
所以我们看十四章，哥林多前书十四章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14.
第二节。
Verse 2.
1
Corinthians 14 verse 2, For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries.
这里说，他是对神说，不是对人说，所以没有人听得出来。
So they are speaking to God, not to men, so no one understands.
然后，他在讲说各样的奥秘。
In the spirit he speaks mysteries.
那这个说方言要做什么？
What is the purpose of speaking in tongues?
第四节
Verse 4.
是要造就自己
To edify himself.
所以我们听不懂，但是圣灵代替我们向神祷告，跟神交通，造就我们自己。
So we speak and we don't understand, but when we pray toward God, it edifies us.
那圣灵一降下来，就有人把它听作两种不同的反应。
When the Holy Spirit descended, there were two different reactions.
我们看使徒行传的第二章。
Let's return to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章的十一节。
Verse 11. Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God.
有一些人神开他们耳朵，他们就听出是他们自己的方言，地方的言语。
So God opened the ears of some of the people there so they could hear them, the disciples praying in their own language.
所以在这里讲格里底的亚拉伯人就听成他们自己的方言，他们在赞美神。
So in verse 11, those from Crete and those Arabics, they heard the disciples praising or speaking in tongues in their own language.
但是有一些人神没有开他的耳朵他听成什么？
But those whom God didn't open their ears, what did they hear?
十三节
Verse 13.
还有人讥笑说他们是被新酒灌满。
Others mocking said they are full of new wine.
你看120个人在，如果都就醉酒了，讲话在外面听着一片吵杂的声音。
So 120 people, if they are drunk, then they will sound very disorganized, disorderly.
所以这个说方言不是说我不会讲德国话，今天得到圣灵，感谢主，我开始会讲德国话，不是这样的。
So when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's not like you couldn't speak German before, but after you receive the Holy Spirit, you can suddenly speak German.
是我们讲属灵的话，但是神开人的耳朵，就听成他们自己的方言。
Instead, when we receive the Holy Spirit, we speak a spiritual tongue, but God can open the ears of others around us so they can hear us speaking, for example, German.
Yeah.这个在我们教会也有发生过。
This has happened in our church before.
真的，主耶稣开着的耳朵就听得出，旁边祷告的人在讲什么。
Lord God will open the ear of someone so that they can understand the tongue of someone praying next to them.
好，我们看再看，还有就是有人祷告讲完，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，就用灵言祷告。这是对的吗？还有，应该讲完奉主耶稣圣名祷告，先重复哈利路亚，然后自然变成灵言，是哪一样比较对？
So the next part of the question is, when we pray, when we say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, and then we immediately start speaking tongues. Is that better than, or is that more correct than to say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, and then say a few hallelujahs, and then start speaking in tongues?
陈传道，这个如果没有常常祷告，圣灵没有充满，你奉主耶稣圣名祷告，有时候要念哈利路亚，哈利路亚，念了一段时间，圣灵充满就会变成灵言。
Sometimes if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, when we first pray, after we say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, we might have to say hallelujah a few times before the tongue will take over.
但是如果我们常常祷告被圣灵充满，有时候一跪下来，你一念哈利路亚，它自然就已经就变成灵言了。
But if you pray often, then sometimes when you pray, as soon as you say hallelujah, the tongue will take over.
所以这个每个人不太一样，同一个人有时候我们有没有常常祷告，没有常常祷告也不太一样。
But this is different from person to person, regardless of if you pray a lot or not.
所以没有定论，但是圣灵充满一定会说方言。
And so there is no absolute, but if you have the Holy Spirit, then you will speak in tongues.
这是得圣灵的证据，说方言。
The speaking in tongues is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
没有说方言就是没有圣灵。
If you cannot speak in tongues, you have not received the Holy Spirit.
好，这还有一个小题啊，还有人问他听我们祷告啊，觉得这种
灵
有人。是用灵言祷告，是用舌音祷告哈。因为这个简体字哦，简体字有半看半猜。
德灵祷告，
哦，不是灵言祷告，是对吗？什么意思？好，来，你
简体字。
这个第三个什么意思？
这个
对。
还有人问他听我们祷告，觉得有人的灵言祷告是用小舌音祷告，小舌音祷告。
哦，
不是灵言祷告，这是对的吗？要怎么回答？
哦，这个是。
What's 小舌音？
什么叫做小舌音呢？灵言就是舌音了，舌头卷动的声音。
I'm not really sure what the question is.
小舌音就是那种有些小语型，比如说德文，他们会卷舌。
哦，那个不一样，哎，跟语言哈啊，好像那个西班牙话哦，德语它会卷舌，那个不一样。
So I think the question is, if some people when they pray and they speak in a tongue kind of like. German, I don't know, Spanish.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
特别是俄文，俄文要讲
些。Or they have to curl their tongue, maybe. And then is that right? And
你如果说会卷舌都是得胜，你那俄国人都得胜。
If just knowing how to curl your roll your tongue when you speak is receiving the Holy Spirit, then everyone who speaks Japanese, Russian, sorry, can has the Holy Spirit.
那是我们念哈利路亚哈，圣灵一降下来，感动我们舌头会卷动，这个不一样。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit changes our tongue so that it can roll, and that is different.
你讲话还是要自己用一些功夫讲出来的。
Because when you're speaking in a language, you still have to use your own thought and effort to speak.
但是这个灵言是自然的啊，自己被感动说出来的。
But the Holy Spirit's tongue is something that comes naturally, that is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们听到基督徒说，我也有会讲方言啊。
And so we can hear some true seekers say, "Oh, I can speak in tongues."
那你怎么讲方言
？And you ask, "How do you speak in tongues?"
我到哪一个教会，牧师教我们的，这就不对，教就不对。
And they will say, "The minister at my church has taught us," and that is wrong because tongues cannot be taught.
那有的人就说，我就把哈利路亚念得很快，它就卷起来，那个也不对。
And some people will say, "I just say hallelujah really fast, and then it's like rolling," but that's not right either.
你如果得圣灵，就哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，这样一句一句讲啊，圣灵一充满，它自然的就会卷动。
If when you're praying and you say hallelujah, praise the Lord, then suddenly, when the Holy Spirit comes, your tongue will naturally move.
哦，那这个叫做舌音，好像。
And that is the tongue.
好，这是第一个问题啊。
So that was the first question.
真的没有补充。没有啊。第二个问题。
Second question.
你可以念啊。
No.
啊，为什么我们的祷告要重复念哈利路亚，不是用主导文？啊，圣经上还有这样讲吗？
Why is it that when we pray in understanding, when we pray without tongue, we say hallelujah, and not we don't say the Lord's prayer?
我先问一下哈，除了主导文跟哈利路亚，有没有更好的方式来祷告
？Let me ask you. Aside from hallelujah and the Lord's prayer, is there another way to pray that is better?
一般基督教界里面这个悟性祷告啊。
In other churches, they pray in understanding.
悟性祷告，如果圣经很熟的，就是在背圣经了。
If they are during their prayer, if they are familiar with the Bible, then they will be reciting Bible verses.
但是因为诗篇呢，这个圣经真的很美，所以你听到在背圣经，有时候听起来也是很舒服了。
And the Psalms, for example, that they recite, the Psalms are very beautifully written. So when you hear them praying that way, that sounds very nice.
但是这个跟灵言祷告不一样。
But this is also different from praying in tongues.
那如果圣经不熟，就要自己讲了。
If you're not familiar with the Bible, then in understanding when you pray, you have to speak your own words.
那用自己讲哦，大概讲五分钟，你就没话可讲了。
And if you use your own words to speak, then after about 5 minutes, you probably will run out of things to say.
就是一直在重复，但是圣经说我们祷告不需要重复啊。
And then
我们需要的神都知道。
And then it's like we're just repeating ourselves, but the Bible tells us we don't have to do that because God knows all our needs.
启示录十九章。
Let's look at Revelation 19.
启示录十九章
Revelation
19, 第一节
verse 1
Revelation
19:1 After these things I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God.
这里在提到我们将来在神面前、哦、到底在做什么
Here it talks about what we will be doing one day in front of God.、
哦、就是在天上赞美神说哈利路亚
Which is we will be in heaven singing, saying hallelujah.
所以神要什么？神就是要我们感谢他，赞美他。
So what does God want from us? He wants us to praise him and thank him.
神什么也没有缺乏。
He has no lack.
所以要向神赞美，就是hallelujah。
So to praise the Lord is to say hallelujah.
所以当我们在讲hallelujah的时候，不只是言语在讲hallelujah，是从我们的心真的一直在赞美神。
So when we say hallelujah, it should not just be on our lips, it should also be from our hearts to praise the Lord.
那这样祷告就会有功效。
And that kind of prayer will have effect.
那如果我们念哈利路亚，但是我们的心不在那里，这个祷告也没有功效。
If we were to say hallelujah, but not have any heart in it, then that prayer will have no effect.
所以祷告，那念哈利路亚，是用言语来代表我们心里面对神真正的赞美。
So when we pray and say hallelujah, we are using this word to represent what we are feeling in our hearts to praise the Lord.
那个主导文，那又到底又是怎么一回事呢
？But what about the Lord's prayer?
这个主导文是门徒问主耶稣，我们应该怎么祷告
？The Lord's prayer was when the disciples asked Jesus how they should pray.
那这个也是我们祷告的一个内容。或者我们祷告一个方向，一个原则。
And this prayer that Jesus gave them is a direction for us to pray, and a principle for them to pray by.
我们可以来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Chapter 6.
其实在十一章哈，路加十一章更清楚哈。路加十一章。
Luke 11 is maybe a bit clearer.
第一节清楚。
Luke chapter 11 verse 1. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased that one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples."
这里哈，门徒问耶稣说：“求主教导我们祷告。”
Here the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, teach us to pray."
是门徒教主耶稣，要主耶稣教他们怎么祷告。
Here it was the disciples asking Jesus to teach them to pray.
那第二节开始，主耶稣就教他们祷告。今天我们把它称作主导文。
And then from verse 2 on is the prayer that we call the Lord's prayer today.
那有时候我们觉得祷告还不简单，就是跪下来一直哈利路亚赞美耶稣就好了。
Sometimes we think prayer is so easy, you just kneel down and say Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and that's it.
有什么需要就告诉神就可以了。
And whatever needs you have, tell God, and that's it.
看起来很简单，但是也不简单啊。
It might seem simple, but actually it is not.
所以如果我们看这个十一章的第二节
，If we look at chapter 11, verse 2,
跟到第四节
，until verse 4,
我想请问一下那有哪一个人觉得你的祷告跟这个主导文一样的举手
？Raise your hand, please, if you think that your prayers are identical to this prayer here.
一个，还有。
One.
对，你的祷告跟主导文一样。
You feel like your prayer is the same as the Lord's prayer.
你仔细看哦，主导文有六句。
If you look, it says the Lord's Prayer has six sentences.
6句分作2部分。
The 6 parts divided into 2 sections.
哪2部分?
Which 2 sections?
第一部分要满足神的需要。
The first section is to fulfill the needs of God.
第二部分才是求神满足我们的需要。
It's the second section that asks for God to fulfill our needs.
那我们再回想我们的祷告。
So let us consider our own prayer.
每一次跪下来，不是主啊，给我事业，主啊，给我健康，主啊，给我平安，主啊，看过我的小孩，主啊，这个那个样，都是以我的需要摆在前面。
When we kneel down and pray, how many times do we ask God for our help with our career, with our health, with our families? Every time asking about ourselves first.
要说信主几十年都是这样祷告的。
There are members who for decades will pray this way.
这跟主耶稣教导祷告不一样。
But that is different from the Lord's prayer that he has that Jesus taught us.
主耶稣教的祷告是要把主耶稣的需要先摆在前面。
The Lord's prayer, he teaches us to pray for his needs first.
那主耶稣需要什么?
And what does the Lord Jesus need?
我们在天上的父，这个是提醒我们祷告的对象。
Our Father in heaven, this is a reminder of the person we are praying to.
那接下去3句我们要祷告,
and then
祈求。
Three things we have to pray for.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
让你的名可以尊为大。
That his name may be exalted.
能够高举你的名，为你的名得到荣耀。 这是祷告第一个我们要祈求的。
That his name may be glorified and lifted up. That is the first thing we have to pray for.
神啊，求你帮助我今天能够荣耀你的名。 这是第一个祈求。
To pray that God today I can glorify your name.
那第二个祈求,
the second,
你的国降临,
your kingdom come.
国是什么?
What is his kingdom?
国里面有王,
there is a king in a kingdom.
神啊, 你降临在做我的王,
Lord, may you become my king.
来管理我, 统治我, 带领我,
to rule over me and guide me.
我顺服, 因为你是王。
Because you are my king.
那第三个是什么?
And third,
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以信耶稣跟拜偶像不一样。
So believing in Jesus is different from worshipping idols.
这个拜偶像的人，他有人生一套的理想。
People who worship idols have a whole ideal about the world.
然后他就跪下去向他的神求。
Or they have one idea and they will pray to their God about it.
求神来帮助他把他的理想行出来。
And so they pray for their gods to fulfill their desires or their ideals.
所以谁是真正的神?
So
是那个祷告的人。
Who is the God in that situation? It is the person who is praying.
因为他在命令说他所拜的偶像。
Because it's like he's commanding that idol that he's praying to.
那如果祷告来祷告去都没有实现怎么办?
And if you pray and pray and nothing happens, then what do?
丢到垃圾桶了。
You throw the idol away.
为什么? 他没有不听我祷告，我拜他做什么？
This idol doesn't listen to my prayer. What do I worship it for?
那我们今天拜神不是这样啊。
But this is not how we worship God today.
神是我的主宰。
God is our Lord.
他对我一生有他的计划。
He has a plan for our lives.
他有他的主权。
And he has his sovereignty over us.
所以求神你的旨意在我的人生中实现。
So we ask for him to allow his will to be manifested in our lives.
完全不一样，跟拜偶像完全不一样。
This is completely different from idolatry.
所以我们祷告要先求前面三点。
So in our prayer, we need to ask for these three things first.
然后再求我们的需要。
And then we can ask for our daily needs.
那我们的需要大部分人都集中在日用的饮食，也以今天来讲，就事业、健康这些肉体上、生活上的需要。
And our needs are usually encompassed by first our daily bread, which is our career and our health.
但是这个三个祷告，第一个就是求神看过我生活的需要。
So here, first is to ask God to give us our daily bread.
那第二个就是求神帮助我，能够赦免我的罪，好像我赦免别人的罪。
And second is to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us.
如果我们赦免别人的罪，我们跟人就和好了。
If we can forgive others, then our relationships will be in harmony.
第三个的帮助我们面对魔鬼能够胜过。
And the third is to not lead us into temptation and deliver us from the evil one.
哦，所以我们的祷告是不是可以念祷告文？
So is it okay for us to just recite the Lord's Prayer in our prayers?
这个祷告文是给我们祷告的一个方向的指引。
This Lord's Prayer is a guide for us to, for our own prayers.
哦，所以你也可以用祷告文这样一句一句这样哈，在你的头脑里面，我们在天上的话，愿人都尊你的为永圣。但是我们的嘴念哈利路亚，你就用灵言祷告。
So you can also in your tongue say Hallelujah, but in your mind you can.Be reciting the Lord's Prayer and that's praying in spirit.
这样一项一项一直祷告，从第一祷告到第六，也可以这样啊。
And you can do that from the first point to the sixth point.
我听过一个姐妹哦，她生病到，她就是念主导文，就是一句一句这样念，念两个钟头，那个病就好了。
I remember hearing a testimony of a sister who was sick, and she just recited the Lord's Prayer over and over again for hours, and then she was healed.
所以我们祷告念主导文也可以，但是圣经有说我们要在圣灵里祷告，这个圣灵里的祷告是最有功效的。
So it's okay to recite the Lord's Prayer, but the Bible teaches us to pray in the Spirit, and that is the most important.
我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书。
Romans.
第八章
Chapter 8
罗马书第八章
Romans Chapter 8
26节
Verse 26 Likewise the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us With groanings which cannot be uttered
这里叫有时候我们软弱圣灵会帮助我们
Sometimes if we are weak The Holy Spirit will help us
那当我们软弱的时候跪下来不晓得怎么祷告
If sometimes we are weak and we kneel down and we don't know what to pray,
那怎么办?
What do we do?
就念哈利路亚，然后就会变成灵言，就这样祷告就可以了。
Just say hallelujah and then your tongue will come out and then that is good.
哦，这里说圣灵用叹说不出来的叹息代替我们祷告。
And it says here that the Spirit Himself will make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
那这个圣灵的祷告有什么好呢？
What is good about the prayer in the Spirit?
27节
Verse 27.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
所以如果我们念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
If we say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
然后我们求神啊，你给我那个工作。
And we ask God, please give me this job.
很可能我们在祷告的时候，圣灵一直代替我们祷告啊，不要给他这个工作。
It could be that in the Spirit is praying for us not to have this job.
为什么?
Why?
这个工作迟早对他灵性不好。
Because this job is not good for this person's spirituality.
所以圣灵知道神的意思，用代替我们，用神的旨意向神祷告，说这个最好的祷告。
And so the Holy Spirit knows the will of God and will pray for us according to the will of God.
所以
That is the best prayer.
这个就是第一个题目的第三个小题。
Oh, wait, that was this one.
对，那就第二题了。
So...
真的那没有做补充。没有给。
So that was the end of the first...
第二个，为什么我们祷告重复念哈利路亚不是用主导？这个已经过去了。
That was question two.
好，那第三个。
Okay, question three.
有人问慕道者，你第一次来就可以得到圣灵，慕道者都还没有追求就可以得圣灵这个慕道者得到是不是真的圣灵
Some people ask if a truth seeker receives the Holy Spirit the first time they come without even praying for the Holy Spirit or did they really receive the Holy Spirit?
还没有办法接受信仰我们要怎么听回答他的问题
And they have no way to accept the truth. How do we answer their questions?
如果照使徒行传二章三十八节这是得圣灵的一个顺序。
According to Acts chapter 2 verse 38, this is the order of receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们看使徒行传二章三十八节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这里说受洗让你的罪得赦然后就必领受所赐的圣灵。
So first it says, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
因为受洗罪得赦免，圣洁了，圣洁的灵才会进来。
Because upon baptism, a person is cleansed, and then a clean person can receive the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣受洗从水里面上来，那天开了，那圣灵降下来。
So when Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and the Spirit descended on him.
但是也有特例，
不
是常例。
There are special situations too, not the usual situation.
就是第十章。
And this is in Acts chapter 10.
哥尼流正在彼得正在讲道，哥尼流听到他就开始说方言。
It was while Peter was still preaching to the Cornelius's household that they received the Holy Spirit.
所以这里还没有洗礼就得圣灵。
So they were not yet baptized, but they received the Holy Spirit first.
这要给他们一个证据，虽然他是外邦人，神接纳他。
And this was an evidence for Peter that even though they were Gentiles, they were still to be saved.
所以圣灵就彼得就很放心替他洗礼，虽然这违反犹太人几千年的传统。
And so Peter was able to baptize them, even though that went against their many thousands of years of Jewish tradition.
所以有一些慕道朋友，他从来没有接触过神，特别是一生都是在无神论里面长大的。
And so some true seekers, they might have grown up in an atheist environment, so they didn't know anything about God.
神知道他们很难信，所以就先给他体验到圣灵。
So maybe God knows that they would have a hard time believing, so he allows them to experience the Holy Spirit first.
这是特例，这不是常例。
This is a special, these are special cases, not the usual case.
所以有可能慕道者还没有洗礼，他是得圣灵。
So it is possible for a truth seeker to receive the Holy Spirit before being baptized.
那有的第一次跪下来就得圣灵，也有是真的，事实上是有。
And it's true, there are some people who receive the Holy Spirit when they first kneel down.
这个特别叫神的灵在教会动同工的时候，有的第一次跪下来就得圣灵。
When the Holy Spirit is working with the workers, then as soon as someone kneels down, they can receive the Holy Spirit.
那在我们教会慕道我们上次有讨论过，他要来祷告之前要先跟他心里预备跟他讲解圣灵。
We would like for truth seekers ideally to be prepared in their heart before they kneel down, so we should explain about the Holy Spirit.
但是讲解圣灵要用正面的，不要用负面的。
But when you explain about the Holy Spirit to truth seekers, you should use the positive side, not the negative side.
我们教会祷告有圣灵有一点奇怪哦。
For example, if you say, in our church, when we pray with the Holy Spirit, it's a little weird.
难道你不要怕。
But don't be scared.
忍耐一点就过去了。
Have a little patience and it will pass.
借照圣灵三个负面的。
And so when you introduce the Holy Spirit in this way, you introduce three negative things.
第一个有一点奇怪。是奇妙，不是奇怪啊。
First, you said it's a little weird, but it's not weird. It is miraculous.
对不对？然后不要怕。我怎么来到这个教会叫我不要怕？应该有平安啊，怎么你又讲不要怕
？And second, you said do not be afraid. And then they'll think if I come to this church, why are you telling me not to be afraid? Shouldn't there be peace here?
那忍耐一下，那么来教会还要忍耐。
And lastly, you said please have patience.So I come to church, I need to have patience to endure this.
我们教会是主耶稣的身体，所以这里有主耶稣的灵，非常奇妙的体验。
So instead, the positive would be to say, this is the church, which is the body of Christ, that has the Spirit of Christ, and there is a miracle here.
你得圣灵以后，你就摸到神了，会很喜乐。
And after you receive the Holy Spirit, you will touch God, and you will be very joyful.
你就是专心祷告，时间15分钟一下就过去了。
And if you focus in prayer, then 15 minutes will go by very quickly.
所以用正面的，请不要用负面的。
So please use the positive way, not the negative way.
用鼓励的。
And encouraging instead.
所以我们教会的神的恩典就是圣灵。
So the blessing of our church, the grace of our church is the Holy Spirit.
好，我们再看第四哈。
Okay, the fourth question.
你看得懂。现在我们教会有几个外教会来的慕道朋友我们信徒还好不会被带走但对于慕道者我们应该怎么办因为外教会的慕道朋友和别的慕道朋友会经常 碰面。这个慕道者有很多不同形态。
So the question was, now in our church we have many truth seekers from other churches, and thank goodness that we are not led astray from them, by them, but what should we do about interactions between some of these truth seekers from other churches and our members?
有的慕道者他是要来传福音的。
There are some truth seekers who come to our church to preach their
gospel.
And we have to be careful about that.
所以他如果要来教会里面发表他们教会的教义言论，我们要跟他讲。
So if they come to our church in order to promote their own doctrines or their own beliefs, we need to tell them.
我们教会的信仰是这样。
This is the belief of our church.
欢迎你来查考。
And you are welcome to come and study with us.
但是请你不要讲跟我们教会不同的。
But please do not preach.
公开的跟其他的人。
Please do not preach around what you believe or something that is different.
你有不同的了解，我们私下可以讨论。
If you have a different understanding, we can discuss it separately.
所以如果我们感觉到他有来传他的福音的倾向，要直接找他，要跟他讲清楚。
So if we find out that something like this is happening by truth seekers doing that, then we need to find them and take them aside.
那有的慕道者的是来做生意的。
Some truth seekers come to our church to do business.
我上一次有提过，有一次遇到一个慕道朋友，聚会不走了，聚完会不走，他一直在跟我聊天。
And this happened to me once after the services. A truth seeker didn't want to leave. He kept chatting with me.
聊到最后说他要推销墓地。
What's
墓地啊 ？Burial site.
Oh. And then at the end, he told me he was selling burial sites.
还特别讲说买一送一。
And he said that I'll give you a free one if you buy one.
那这是很特别的。
This is pretty special.
所以我们在教会里面不做生意，这是我们的原则。
So the principle in our church is we are not here to do business.
人跟人的关系很单纯。
So that our relationships in the church can be pure.
那第三个就是真正要慕道的。
And the third type of truth seeker are those who are here to seek the truth.
但是有的慕道者他是有心来追求道理，但是在分享的时候，因为他信主很久，他里面有他一套的想法，他会发表。
And some truth seekers, because they have believed in Christ for a long time, during their sharings, they might have their own beliefs that they will share.
但是他发表有一些地方他怎么从不信到信这个可以肯定。
And sometimes in their sharing, they might share about how they came to believe in Christ.
但是如果讲的跟圣经不一样，我们要用翻圣经，然后最后的结论要用正确的结论。
And that's fine, but if in their sharing they are expressing things that are against the Bible or our doctrines, we need to explain.
比方说这个家庭聚会在查经到最后讨论，一定要有一个人结论。
So for example, during family services, after the discussion, there needs to be a person to do the conclusion.
因为曾经家庭聚会在讨论圣经，讨论到最后的结论就是不需要常常聚会。
For example, if at the end of a Bible study, the conclusion is we don't need to have frequent Bible studies.
那你没有人结论那一次到底是造就还是毁坏？
Then you don't have someone there to explain or to make a conclusion. Then is that edifying or is that damaging?
所以讨论一定要有结论，结论的人一定是要信仰很坚定，圣经很熟。
So for every discussion, there needs to be a person who will make the conclusion, and that person needs to be well-founded in the truth.
那没有结论就被意见强的、声音大的就带着走了。
If there is no person to do that conclusion, then the discussion will just be led by whoever is loudest.
那我们如果这个慕道者在发表意见到时间差不多你觉得他讲的好像对信徒没有造就，我们就切进去给他替他开一条路给他结束。
So if during a discussion a truth seeker says a lot that is not edifying, we can try to cut them off and give them a way to end.
这是四条。
And that is the fourth question.
真的，他没说不走。Yeah. 好，我们还有，我们到几分了？到几点？
Until 2:20.
还有十五分钟，有没有我们在布道方面宣道方面、教育方面有什么问题
？Do we have any? We have 15 more minutes. Does anyone else have any other questions?
Yeah.
So her question is, how do you answer if some truth seekers say, when I hear you pray, I am scared, but some people, they're not scared when they hear our prayer?
这个诸位有没有回答过？请问大家怎么回答？如果我们看那个中文的赞美诗，中文的赞美诗有一首叫做方言祷告，大家翻翻看哪一首。
There is a Chinese hymn about praying in tongues.
In tongues, 对，有一首，帮我找一下，因为那歌词里面呢，是非常好。
Because the lyric of that hymn is good.
一百几首，方言祷告，它的歌词，这个
chorus?
那个主题，题目叫方言祷告。
The title of that hymn in Chinese is Praying in Tongues.
我们这里没有中文的。啊？254哈。
254。
对对，方言宝贵哈。你如果用 iPad 哈，也可以把它弄中文来看。254。
Hymn 254。
好。这个254哈啊。里面有一句话哈，说声音不爆裂。OK， 最后一节哈，最后一节的第四节哈，第三行，方言泉涌，句句有节，英文不一样啊。然后态度声音绝不爆裂。所以这个方言应该是一个让人听起来不会害怕。
So in the Chinese version of that hymn, the last two lines of the last verse says the tongue will always edify and no one will be scared.
就是圣灵感动说出来的。
So when we are speaking in tongue and moved by the Spirit,
所以我们祷告舌头感动我们讲的，我们要不要加上一些人为的兴趣。
So when we are praying in the spirit and we are speaking in tongue, we should not add anything more to what the spirit moves us to speak.
比方说有的人祷告从头到尾都在唱灵歌，其实不是灵歌，这是赞美诗啊。
And so there are some people when they pray from the beginning to the end, they areSinging spiritual songs, which are basically hymns and the hymn book.
真的灵歌是从肚子里面出来，你那个这个舌头好像出来，然后唱完非常喜乐，而且那个音调非常美。这个所以祷告都是在唱赞美诗，这个不是方言祷告。
So when in prayer, but the true spiritual song should come from the stomach and have a very beautiful melody. So if we are just humming from the hymn book, that is not true spiritual song.
那有的人祷告的声音比别人大，又音调高八音。
And some in their prayer, their voices are very loud and very high pitch.
所以整个教会只有听到，大家都在说方言，只有听到他一个人，不必按铃，他停，大家停。
So that during the prayer, everyone can hear this person praying, and you don't have to end the prayer with a bell, because when that person stops praying, everyone will stop praying.
这个也不对。
And that is not right either.
那有的祷告就是一直拍手。
And some in their prayer, they always clap.
我最近到南非去，怎么一个姐妹一开始祷告就拍手？
And there was a sister in South Africa that always, like she started clapping from the beginning of the prayer.
我就跟她停止说，你就念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
I stopped her and I said to her, just say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那圣灵怎么感动你就顺着圣灵，不要拍手。
And however the Spirit moves you, that's what you do. You should not just start clapping.
但是有时候圣灵特别充满会拍手是不错，但是从头拍到尾这个有问题。
And so, of course, sometimes the Holy Spirit will move a person to start clapping in the middle of prayer, but someone who claps from the beginning to the end is not right.
所以这个方言祷告应该是一般人听起来会不会说害怕。
So the true prayer in the Spirit should not cause anyone who hears it to have fear.
但是也有可能慕道者第一次来会有一点惊讶或者有一点怕，因为这是新的体验。
But sometimes if a truth seeker comes for the first time to hear our prayer, they might be surprised or and so have a little bit of fear.
所以最好的方法就是我放了一些有的录影带怎么祷告得圣灵。我记得以前在网络上我们拍的有那个短片给他看。
So the best method might be to let them watch some of the videos that the church has made about receiving the Holy Spirit.
我记得以前伯恩教会有一个杨弟兄，现在搬回到台湾去了，他住在 Arcadia。他说带慕道者来他都告诉慕道者圣灵是什么。
And there was a brother Yang who was used to be here and moved away, but he would always explain to the truth seekers what is the Holy Spirit before he brought them.
然后他说，他都先祷告给那个慕道者看。
And he would pray to show the truth seeker.
所以慕道者说，哦，对对对，你上一次祷告我看过了，又不会怕。
So the truth seeker will be like, oh, I've seen you pray this way before, so they will not be scared.
只要我们从各种不同方面这样来进行，可以把这个方言祷告的第一次的那个经验变成比较正面，是有可能。
So in this way, we can help them overcome what might be a negative experience to a positive.
而且越久越习惯。
And the longer they come, the more they get used to it.
并且如果他本身有体验到圣灵那个所谓害怕啦，然后很惊讶，那个就没有了。
And especially if they themselves have experience with Holy Spirit, then they will no longer be afraid.
Yeah. 我们讲在介绍圣灵讲多一点这个比较正面的体验就可以让那个人越容易来接受圣灵。
So the more positive experiences we share with the truth seekers, the more that they will be accepting of the Holy Spirit.
还有八分钟。
Now we have 8 more minutes.
世界。是哪一条诫命？十条吗？还是特定一条？不一样。
The question was if some truth seekers have committed one of the Ten Commandments or have broken one of the Ten Commandments, how do we tell them, talk to them, and encourage them?
为什么这外面有所谓 mega church 上万人，但是为什么真耶稣教会好像人数增加不是很快？
So outside the churches, like mega churches, they have thousands of members, but our church is much smaller in comparison and grows slower.
主耶稣说要进窄门走窄路。
Jesus said that we must enter the narrow gate.
然后得救的人也不多。
So not many will be saved.
你如果看那个大的教会
If you look at those large churches,
第一个没有特定的教义。
First, they do not have set doctrines.
信耶稣得救就这样。
They just say, believe in Jesus and you are saved.
第二个，对罪没有立场。
Second, they do not have a stance on sin.
你说我跟他问，什么堕胎
？For example, if you ask them about abortion,
同性恋
，or homosexuality,
离婚再婚
，or marriage after divorce,
他不讲了。
They will not say anything.
所以这个路门很宽啊，路很。很好走。
So there, that is the wide gate, and the way is easy there.
那一般基督徒十条诫命是十条建议。
And for many Christians, the Ten Commandments are just 10 suggestions.
所以建议就是你觉得好你就采用，你觉得不方便，你那一条你就不要。
So if it's a suggestion, then if you like the suggestion, you take it, and if you don't, then you don't follow it.
所以特别是第七诫，现在一般基督教界已经不讲了。不能讲也不敢讲。
particularly the seventh commandment, most churches cannot preach about it.
不可以同居，不可以苟合。这是哪一个教会这样讲？
No living before marriage, living together before marriage or fornication.
离婚再婚就是犯奸淫，哪一个教会这样讲？
Or that if you marry after you get divorced, then you've committed adultery. Which church can dare to preach that?
所以第七诫已经没有了。
So there is no longer a seventh commandment.
那这对我们教会来讲，
But for our church,
这个诫命是重要的。
The commandments are very important.
因为诫命其实就在讲爱。
Because the commandments are about love.
前面四条爱神，后面六条爱人。
The first four commandments, love God, and the last six commandments to love man.
不错，神有赦罪之恩。
Of course, God has a grace, a saving grace for us.
偶然犯错，祷告神会赦免。
If occasionally we commit a wrong, if we pray and repent, God will forgive us.
但是如果故意犯这个很严重的罪，
But if we purposefully sin against Him,
or
commit a major sin, then
良心在神面前就没有办法平安。
It will be difficult for us to have a peaceful conscience before God.
所以我们现在一般慕道朋友来除了讲十大信条之外，还要讲十条诫命。
So today, for truth seekers, when they come, we need to explain to them not only the 10 basic beliefs, but also the 10 commandments.
然后十条诫命不但讲完，要家庭访问。
And not only to explain the 10 commandments, we need to visit their families.
了解他的家庭。
And understand their families.
因为曾经发生过，十条诫命都讲完，有没有问题？没有问题。
Because it has happened in the past where we've explained the 10 commandments and then we ask, do you have any questions? And they say no.
洗礼完才发现他两个不是夫妻啊，他两个是同居啊。
It's only after they are baptized that we realize, oh, they're not even married, they're just living together.
这个真的是发生过。
This has happened before.
所以我们在教会里面这个神的诫命一定要讲很清楚。
So within the church, we need to be very clear about the commandments of God.
救恩这是我们白白得来的。
The salvation has been freely given to us.
但是救恩不是廉价 on sale.
But you can't be like salvation is on sale today.
你如果得到救恩，你要付代价。
Because when we receive salvation, we have to pay a price.
所以我们在神的话语上，这是需要坚持。
So we need to be firm about the word of God.
我不晓得这样有没有回答你的问题。
I don't know if this answers your question.
Hey.
嗯。So, when they have this a question, I cannot tell them directly that they are committing sin, and so I have to show them a different passage.
我们一般在慕道者的过程特别在慕道班我们不谈在当场谈个案，我们只谈圣经的原则。
So during truth seekers class, we don't talk about individual cases. We talk about the general principles.
什么叫做犯奸淫
？What is committing adultery？
一二三四，讲得很清楚。我不是在讲你，我是在讲圣经的道理。
And we say we are not talking about you, but this is what the Bible says.
但是如果你觉得你有问题，我们散会，我们私下讨论。
But if you feel like you have a question, please, well, we can discuss afterwards.
所以不要把个人的隐私在慕道班里面把它挖出来，这不好。
So please do not dig out individual problems during truth seeker class.
这个越来越难，真的是越来越难。所以哈。如果婚姻有问题的要婚姻问题解决才洗礼，这个非常重要的原则。
So this is becoming more and more difficult. But if there are truth seekers who have marital problems, those problems need to be resolved before they can be married or baptized.
因为如果他两个在分居状态
，Because if the couple is separated, for example,
那你要洗礼，你要先离婚办好。
Then and they want to be baptized.Then they need to be divorced first.
那你的婚姻已经很清楚了，那再洗礼，那以后要牧养就比较简单。
So then your marriage will be clear, or your marital status will be clear, so that later they can be baptized.
因为有发生过这个婚姻本身没有解决，一洗礼完下面问题就很大了，要怎么牧养
？Because if you don't resolve this prior to their being baptized, and then they're baptized, then how do you resolve it after?
所以现在 不止得救很困难，要走天国路也不简单。
So it is very difficult not just to be baptized but to walk the heavenly journey.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
最后一个就结束。 有关安息日。
So the question is about Sabbath.
这个安息日在新约时代，这是神给我们享受安息的恩典。
要不要翻那个问题？所以他的问题是，有一些慕道朋友看我们叫他们守安息日，但是在我们还是在安息日时候请他们来帮我们做工，所以他们问我们是怎么真的有守安息日吗？
对，我们就跟他解释安息日的道理。
So then we explain the Sabbath to them.
所以安息日是为人设立的。
So the Sabbath has been established by man, for man.
人不是为安息日设立的。
Man was not made for the Sabbath.
因此这个安息日不是要定罪的，这个是要让我们得恩典。
And the Sabbath is not to convict our sin, but is a grace.
那接下去 就提到实际生活的应用。
And then we can talk about the daily application.
我们从礼拜五下山到礼拜六下山，这个守安息，这是一个努力的目标。
It is a goal for us to be able to observe Sabbath from Friday night to Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
所以每一个人信主耶稣要朝这个目标努力，我们就可以蒙福。
So if all of us can strive for this goal, then we can all be blessed.
Yeah.Because you are not baptized yet.
So, 这些慕道朋友问我们，那为什么你可以在安息日请我们帮你做工？
这个。沉淀到在这里，沉淀在继续了哈。以后，我们请沉淀到以后继续。
So we'll talk about this more.
我们休息到两点半啊，还是有十分钟。两点半哈，然后我们回来最后祷告会三点结束。
We'll take a break until 2:30.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.